Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
By the way, even though the UK is in the middle of their own election campaign, the front pages of the UK broadsheets today, the Daily Telegraph leading with Biden is given 1 week to stand down. The Guardian, Biden's shaky TV debate sparks calls to quit race. The FT, Biden defies calls to bow out. So let's check in with the US now. Colin McCann in New York, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Colin, people know you as a writer of fiction, but you're also obviously very engaged with politics in your adopted homeland, which is arguably stranger than fiction now. What was it like for you on Thursday night watching the presidential debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump?
Well, it is stranger than fiction, and you know, it was disastrous. You know, for me, it was like watching, you know, an elderly person approach the top of a very important staircase, and they've thought about it for a long time, and they approach it very, very, very slowly and tentatively, and they know what it is that they got to do. They got to get to the bottom, but at the beginning, they start to stumble a little, and you know. To be honest, halfway down the staircase, they did quite well as they, you know, as they went along. But then when Joe Biden got to the bottom, it was just like there was no applause whatsoever. And immediately there was that sense all around in the political establishment, in journalism and in the bars in Manhattan, people saying he has got to step down. Something extraordinary has to happen. And he recovered a little bit yesterday. He gave another speech yesterday, but it's really fascinating. And it is indeed stranger than fiction.
Is this really kind of a pivotal moment in the story of modern America? Or is it just a guy having one bad debate, he had a cold, etc., and it's all been blown out of proportion? What do you think?
It's a pivotal moment. People were waiting for this debate. I mean, I was outside. All, you know, the restaurants were quiet. People were going home early. They were all there to watch it. It was the only debate. It was a chance to show. And a lot of people, including myself, are great fans of Joe Biden. And it was very interesting to watch it on CNN. And one of his great supporters, Van Jones, who's a black human rights activist over here. He said it quite beautifully. He said, "I am so sad about everything that happened tonight. I love Joe Biden, and the only thing that I can say to him now is that he has to step away with dignity and with grace and allow something spectacular and new to happen. Because let's not forget, we're living in the exponential age. Things are happening so quickly that, you know, there's still 4 months left before, 4 or 5 months left before this election. And they still have the Democratic convention yet to come. And if Joe Biden decides that he will gracefully step away, I think something very interesting could happen. But it's all up in the air, Brendan.
So do I get then that you thought going into this, Biden is the candidate, and you are now 100% convinced after that debate that he cannot be the candidate? Is it that stark?
It was that stark for me, and I've even been involved, you know, peripherally with the Biden campaign, and for me it was that stark. I just sat back, and I was talking to my kids, and then my boys who were in their early 20s both said to me, "But Dad, why is this the only option that we have in this country? Is there nothing else that we can get?" And there are plenty of options when you think about it. There's Pete Buttigieg and there's Gavin Newsom, there's Gretchen Whitmer, and of course there's Kamala Harris. You know, who but the Americans love this great idea of somebody coming out of nowhere, the underdog, or indeed the comeback story. So there's something about this. If Biden could actually turn this around, it would be magnificent. Or if he could help somebody to turn it around, that would be a really interesting part of the narrative.
It's interesting what your kids said to you, because I think it's a thing a lot of us think, like, in a really simple way. Is this the best America can do? This you know, this country. We grew up in Ireland, as you know, the myth of America, the home of freedom, exactly. The greatest country in the world. What did the debate say to you broadly about the state of America?
Well, it was a disaster, and let's not forget that if you look at the other side, nobody's talking about the patent lies that Trump told, and the option that's on the other side. I mean, I would still, even in after that performance, I would still if I was forced to vote, I could not vote for a Trump universe. And the way he was talking and the braggadocio and just the whole arrogance and the pure lies, and he had no problem telling lies, and you could almost hear him thumping his chest around the world as he went off that stage. Anybody else would have destroyed him and taken him down, and poor Joe Biden just wasn't in the form to do it, and it was, as I said, an unmitigated disaster.
So the fact that Trump is now kind of in a position to win this, you think, is not so much a reflection on Trump, it's a reflection on the quality of his opponent, is it?
I would say that, yeah. And we will see the morality of his opponent now, and or maybe we'll see him turn around. Who knows? Maybe we'll see him reinvigorate himself. You know, Ronald Reagan had a disastrous first debate way back in 1984, and it would be fascinating to see him sort of claw his way back up the staircase and to stand up there and to say, I realize that I have a few deficiencies, but I still am with this particular choice the best thing for the country. But my feeling is if he could gracefully stand aside and to bring somebody on stage with him and say, look, we need to rescue this democracy. We are in fractured times. This is a person who I say we can support. And please support them. And, you know, that would throw the Republicans into absolute disarray. It would be a really fascinating story to watch if somebody came out of the shadows.
Yeah, but look, Biden is being clear so far, and his people are. He's not for standing down. And we are told all the time he's stubborn, he's proud, he doesn't listen, he thinks he's the man to beat Trump. On what you were saying about the fight back, though, I think people did take heart from his speech yesterday, albeit with autocue and everything else. But let's just take a listen for the energy of this compared to the debate.
When you get knocked down, you get back up. I don't speak as smoothly as I used to. I don't debate as well as I used to. But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. And I know how to do this job.
So it does feel like you were kind of alluding to, if you could, the Americans love a comeback, that he is trying to plug into the American myth there. When you get knocked down, you get back up and grit and all that kind of thing. Will it work for him?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they did it in Rocky, didn't they? I mean, didn't Rocky get back up, and didn't he then pound the streets of Philadelphia, and didn't he win the fight that he had to do? There is the element of the boxer about him. He says, I get knocked down, I get back up. But you just hope that it's not the punch drunk boxer, you know, that there's not some sort of lurking, concussion there at the back of his mind. I mean, I'd love it. I would dearly love it if he was able to come back and bring that sort of energy to the next 4 years. But it's not just about now, Bryn, it's about, 4 years from now, and what, not only what the United States looks like, but what Ireland looks like, what Europe looks like, what happens in China and Russia. And we need to have somebody there who's strong, coherent, articulate and moral, and he has certainly has the moral part of it.
Okay. I saw a very good quote from Bill Clinton yesterday. Apparently said years ago that Americans prefer someone who's strong and wrong to someone who's weak and right. And that's it, isn't it?
I think that's probably it. I think that's sort of unfortunately it. Unfortunately, Trump was strong and wrong, we'll see what happens. I can tell you that the whole country is on tenterhooks. So we'll see.
Okay, Colin McCann, thank you very much for that. And I can see it's kind of more in sorrow than in anger. I know it must be it's a depressing time for you and for Democrats. And you'll be at, by the way, the Drumineer Nina Literary Festival event on Friday, the 12th of July as well, talking about your latest book, American Mother. And we talked to you about that here in the show, and it is a terrific book. Colin, thanks very much.